you for anything like this. You've come into auto claims.
That's right. That's the closest.
And to be honest with, I don't think anyone would speak with you on the issue. We can't disclose any of our members' accounts.
No, I understand that. But see, the reason that I'm talking to you is I figured maybe I would be talking to a human being rather than a brain-dead computer. Let me ask this. Do you know if that's the policy?
Definitely not. There would be no reason to ask her to do something like that.
In other words, if the premium has been paid, just because somebody is in federal prison, there's no reason to cancel their home insurance. Is that right?
Right. There should be no reason for that. Honestly, it's not something we could speak on.
Well, you couldn't tell me whether you had done it to him, I suppose. But you're telling me you don't have any instructions if you find out somebody's been convicted of a federal crime and is in prison to cancel their policies. Is that right?
Right. I cannot give you any answer on this. Unfortunately, we cannot speak on a member's policy or even our own policies.
Well, who can? Surely the president of the company can answer my question.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I cannot transfer you, of course, to someone that high. What is your name?
Well, how about you transferring me to your supervisor? I gave you my name.
Right.
John Pauley is my name with Vanguard News Network.
How would I spell your last name?
Last name is spelled P-A-U-L-Y. And the reason that I'm calling here, I'm about to put in my media report, which is going to be posted online. I'm an old Air Force veteran, and I know about USAA handling military officers. And I found the story a little hard to believe. I'm inclined to think the wife is lying. And you understand, I didn't want to post that on the website, which would be potentially libelous. And I figured the best bet would be to get your side of the story, and let's put that out there. Doesn't that make sense to you?
Definitely, and it does. And if I can get the name again of the company you're with, I didn't quite catch that.
Vanguard News Network. I'll be happy to give you the address and name of the party concerned here, and I don't even know that he's got a USAA account. Might you get in the military when you get out, isn't that right?
No, this would be a policy you can get in any time when you're in or out of the military. Let me see if I can get you to someone that can assist you better. It should be just a moment.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
For a way to save with a guaranteed return, check out our certificates of deposit rates at USAA.com. USAA's Rewards Credit Card offers one of the most competitive interest rates and no annual fee. Enjoy your choice of cash, gift cards, or travel rewards. Apply now with your representative or go to USAA.com. Do you have financial questions? USAA membership entitles you to free financial advice provided by USAA Financial Advisors, Inc. Complete our free financial assessment at USAA.com or ask a financial advisor for straightforward recommendations and advice. Take advantage of this no-cost, no-obligation benefit of your membership today. Life can change in an instant. Is your family's financial security protected? Ask an advisor today how life insurance can protect the ones who matter most. At USAA, member interests always come first. Ask about the exclusive benefits your USAA membership offers. Please remain on the line. We'll be with you shortly. Did you know USAA membership can be extended to your adult children? Ask your advisor for more information.
Okay, sorry about that, Wade. Checked with my supervisor, and we cannot disclose any information. The only thing is if our member were to call in, we can discuss the situation with her, but we cannot discuss anything with you, and we cannot give any statement.
Okay, and so why don't you let me talk to the other operator was able to find a number for media relations, and she didn't give me that number. Let me leave a recording. Or would you just prefer that, let me ask you this. Are you comfortable with me posting that you deny that that is your policy, I shouldn't use the word policy, that that is your procedure for canceling policies if somebody's convicted of a federal crime?
Yeah, unfortunately not. We cannot give any statement.
You're neither going to confirm nor deny that this is true.
Right. The only step at this point is that our member, if she is having an issue, she needs to call in so we can resolve that.
You don't understand that. That's not the point.
Mm-hmm.
The point is that she has publicly claimed that USAA required her to divorce her husband or they were going to cancel her homeowner's policy and her automobile liability policies. I thought that was a pretty inflammatory charge. I will be happy if you'll give me your email address. I will send you her announcement. And if I were you, I would cancel her policy for it if it's a lie. And I think it's a lie is what I'm trying to tell you. Let me give you her name. An address and her husband's name.
I cannot access her policy without her permission, and that too without seeing her policy and the notes of what's going on. We don't know what's going on in her case. You would have to call in, and my supervisor advised me I cannot give you any statement, and I cannot transfer you anywhere. We cannot speak with you.
I'm a little confused on that. I'm going to bat for you. I'm trying to help you out. That's a serious charge.
Right, but we cannot confirm who you are, what you're calling on.
Of course you're right.
Unfortunately.
But I'll be happy. Give me an email address, and I'll send you all the data. If you want to know.
Unfortunately not.
Address, you don't even want to hear about it, is what you're telling me.
That would be correct. We could not assist you further in this matter.
Well, okay. I will. My money says she's lying, but I think that's an unfortunate attitude on your part there. That you can't. It would seem to me that I would want that on the website. That it's not your policy to do something like that. If you, that seems to me like a policy that would get you sued if, in fact, it existed. Because,
if it is actually a complaint that she's lodged, then it's already being worked on. So if there was any issue she was having with us, then we already have our advisors looking at what her claim is and what the situation
is. About a year ago that she claimed that you were threatening to, you were going to cancel her policies unless she divorced her husband. Let me ask you this. Is it normal for a wife to be able to continue the policy of her husband in a case like this if she wanted to?
The level that you've come into, this is auto claims. Questions on homeowners, I would be very limited on. But I cannot transfer you to anyone because we cannot speak on this matter.
Okay. Well, I thank you for your help anyway. And I didn't get your name for sure. One more time.
Yeah, unfortunately, if you're looking to do any reports or anything, I'm not comfortable with giving you my name.
Okay, well, I'm going to report. I've been recording the conversation, and I'm going to... I go back, I can probably find what your name is. But I thank you for your help. You understand where I'm coming from on this, I guess.
I understand, but also too, you. Mm-hmm. But also too, you have to understand when you're calling in, you're calling into our claims, our call center. We would not be able to assist you with something like this.
I understand, but you clearly got my phone number. I gave you my name, offer to send you emails, whatever you want, and so there should be no doubt on your mind who you're talking to, and I can prove that to your complete satisfaction. But any event, that's enough for now. I'm just going to operate on the assumption that she is lying, and I'm going to go to bat for you right now, but I'm a little bit puzzled that you're so reluctant to say, to refuse to say that that's not your policy if somebody's convicted of a federal crime. I can tell you, maybe I should have told you this. His conviction is under appeal and is not final. Does that make any difference on you answering the question?
It doesn't, because we don't know the situation until every policy is looked at based on the rules, but also individual. I don't know what her situation is. There could be other things going on that's affecting their policy and changes on it, so that there's no one answer unless I can look at her policy and claim.
Right, I understand that. I am pretty sure this is Edgar Steele is the policy, S-T-E-E-L-E. I am pretty sure
I cannot look at it.
And no changes in the risk, and no changes in the property, or no changes in the automobiles. So as I'm reasonably sure there have been no changes in the risk from a risk standpoint. So if that is of any value to you to know that.
Not without looking at the whole policy.
Okay, I'll be happy to give you an detail.
But I cannot access it without the policyholder's permission.
Sure, you can look up a name, can't you?
No, because I don't know who you are. You're calling in on someone's policy. We only access it with that member's permission. It's kind of like a need-to-know basis. I cannot just pull up their policy without them on the line.
Okay, I was just trying to give you some useful information.
Right.
That for you there, but
because if there's anything out there, any issues on her claim, then we would already be aware of it. Even if it was over a year ago, if there were issues coming up on it that she had with us, we would already have advisors working on it.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for your help, and
you're welcome. Sorry, I wasn't able to help you more,
I will probably post this on our website here, and so you know, basically, you guys listened to what I had to say, and I got to give you credit for that. So I still think my money is on you being the innocent victim of this lie, but I don't know that. I wish you could. Give me a little more information, but you've done what you can. Okay, well, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. You try to have a better day, sir.
Oh, I've had a fine day so far. I finally got to talk to somebody with some brains instead of a brain-dead computer. Ugh.